Russia's ruling party backs Putin's re-election bid as nominal independent. Russia's ruling party has unanimously endorsed incumbent President Vladimir Putin's bid to secure another 6 years in power in polls slated for March. The decision has been adopted unanimously, Dmitry Medvedev, leader of the ruling United Russia Party, announced on December 17. Mr. Medvedev, who previously served as president and prime minister, now holds the post of deputy head of the country's Security Council. The decision was taken at a party congress in Moscow, where Mr. Medvedev urged party members to mobilize all supporters behind Mr. Putin's campaign. United Russia currently holds 325 out of 450 seats in the State Duma, the lower house of Russia's parliament. Although Mr. Putin will run as a nominal independent, Mr. Medvedev referred to him as our candidate. Absolutely indisputable. He also said Mr. Putin's re-election should be legitimate and absolutely indisputable. We must mobilize supporters to prevent disruptions and outside attempts to influence the campaign, disseminate false information, and violate public order, Mr. Medvedev said. Mr. Putin led United Russia during Mr. Medvedev's previous stint as president. Although Mr. Putin is no longer a formal member of the party, he is widely regarded as its de facto leader. According to top United Russia officials, more than 3.5 million party supporters plan to take part in his re-election campaign. Speaking at the Congress, Mr. Putin thanked the party for its support. He also pledged, if re-elected, to continue improving democratic institutions and mechanisms of grassroots democracy and local self-rule. The most important task is to enhance efficiency at all levels of government, he told supporters. In this regard, much remains to be done. The Just Russia Party, which holds 27 seats in the State Duma, has also endorsed Mr. Putin's candidacy. According to official Russian sources, Mr. Putin enjoys broad public support, with approval ratings typically topping 80%. The Epoch Times could not independently verify his official approval ratings, which Mr. Putin's critics, both at home and abroad, say are exaggerated. A day before the party congress, hundreds of prominent public figures formally nominated Mr. Putin to contest the election as an independent. According to Russian electoral laws, independent candidates must garner the backing of at least 500 supporters. Once this backing is secured, they must then collect at least 300,000 signatures from regions across the country in support of their candidacy. On December 17, Yekaterina Duntsova, Mr. Putin's first challenger, reportedly garnered the backing of more than 500 supporters in Moscow. A former journalist and mother of three, Ms. Duntsova is said to support peace in Ukraine and the release of jailed critics of Kremlin policy. No other option. Mr. Putin first announced his intention to seek a fresh 6-year term on December 8. He made the announcement at a military award ceremony for veterans of the ongoing war in Ukraine. I believe there is no other option, he said at the televised event, which was held at the Kremlin. A victory in the upcoming poll would allow Mr. Putin, who first assumed the presidency in 1999, to remain in power until 2030. A day before his announcement, Russia's Federation Council voted to hold the election on March 15 to 17 next year. Residents of four annexed Ukrainian regions, Donetsk, Luhansk, Kherson, and Zaporizhia, will take part in the upcoming election. Last September, Russia effectively absorbed the four regions, after holding referendums, and now considers them Russian Federation territory. Ukraine and its Western allies reject the referendums and view the annexations by Russia as illegal land grabs. Kyiv has strongly condemned Moscow's plan to conduct the March presidential poll on what it considers occupied territory. We call on the international community to resolutely condemn Russia's intention to hold presidential elections in the occupied Ukrainian territories and to impose sanctions on those involved, Ukraine's foreign ministry said on December 9. It also warned countries and organizations against sending observers to the pseudo-elections, saying offenders would face criminal responsibility. Any election in Russia has nothing to do with democracy, the ministry added. They serve only as a tool to keep the Russian regime in power. While the West frequently portrays Mr. Putin as a dictator and war criminal, his approval rating has continued to rise, officially at least, despite his ongoing invasion of Ukraine. Mr. Putin, 71, was first appointed acting president by Boris Yeltsin on the final day of 1999. Mr. Yeltsin, the country's first post-Soviet leader, served as Russia's president from 1991 to 1999, when he appointed Mr. Putin as his successor. In 2000, Mr. Putin won a presidential election with 53% of the vote. He also handily won a 2004 re-election bid with 71% of all votes cast. Mr. Medvedev, a close Putin ally, then assumed the presidency after winning a 2008 presidential poll, while Mr. Putin assumed the post of prime minister. Mr. Putin returned to the presidency in 2012, clinching almost 64% of the vote. The next election was held in 2018 after a constitutional amendment extended the length of the president's term from 4 to 6 years. Uneven playing field. Mr. Putin also won that election, in which he likewise ran as an independent, with almost 77% of all votes cast. Following the poll, a report released by the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe stated that candidates had been able to campaign freely. Nevertheless, the report added, the extensive and uncritical coverage of the incumbent in most media resulted in an uneven playing field. Reuters and the Associated Press contributed to this report.